Blog Talk Radio. What did I do wrong? What did I do? I just want someone to love me cause I love you. Whatever I did wrong, maybe I can change. No one knows how hard it is. Hard it is to be a dog on a timber chain.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals, number 180, and counting on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to have another great show tonight. I want to welcome all you new listeners. Hope you enjoy the show and keep coming back and keep spreading the word. All you returning listeners, thank you so much for all your support and all everybody out there that helped to promote this show. We have 180 successful shows tonight. It was on TS Radio, Marty Oakley. Voices Care for Animals for 163 of them. I wanted to announce I've already hit my 4-year anniversary on the radio. Like I said, it was TS Radio, Marty Oakley, Voices Care for Animals. And then with this, I started on my own Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals, on Blog Talk Radio. So it's 4 years and counting. We'll not give up. My name is Debbie Dahmer, and I am the producer and host. And I want to, just say a couple things here before what we do to get started. I want to give a shout out to everyone out there, these big Facebook pages out there that's helping me promote this show every week. Take Action, Help Ban Animal Gas Chambers, Holly Smith, and Megan Mason. You guys are outstanding. Great team players. That's what it takes. Voices Care for Animal Support Group on Facebook. I'm one of the admins along with several. Thank you all for doing what you're doing out there, bringing all the awareness of the petitions, of the show, promoting the show. The Paul's Call Show, I am an admin on there also. Fans of Animal Rights, Arlene. On Facebook, if you'd like to go and swing by there, press like to all these pages, see how you can help out, multitask, help fight the war against all animal cruelty, Evelyn Pendle, and also W. Eisman. Thank you all so much also. We're all a great team together, coming together as one. Voice for Animals on Facebook, thank you so much. It has animals in need and to get adopted or rescued on there. A Voice for Animals on Twitter, Sean Waters. Thank you so much. Paws Across America Advocacy. Thank you so much. That's the website that is promoting this show on there also. Cecilia Maida, prayers out to you and hope your health conditions improve. We've got prayers going for you, and we know you're out there fighting hard for the animals. Deb Pondamano, I call her my animal warrior sister. Please, everyone, say a prayer for her. She has got some health conditions, and she's out there. I call her my press agent. She's out there fighting for the animals, too, and doing what she can. All these animal warriors, brothers and sisters out there making a team. And, a peaceful animal army rising. So we want to keep going and not give up, everyone, because these animals so well deserve to, for our attention to get their rights granted, not violated or ignored or swept under the carpet. So everyone, please stick together and do something. I'm going to give you a number to call your state senators and representatives. I try to do that every week. And the area code is 202-224-3121. And then they're going to ask you for your zip code. Press 1 for senator and for 2 for your state representatives. You could call 24/7. And just after hours and weekends, just leave a voicemail. You can also, you know, search on the internet to find your state representatives, email them, write a letter, make an appointment, call them up. You know, every effort counts out there. And the more of us that come together, the more voices, and it's bigger the audience this is for this show, getting the word out and trying to, you know, get these animals the rights that they deserve. There's so many issues out there. You know, it's unbelievable how much is going on, the cruelty and abuse and the neglect. It's heartbreaking. And so whatever we can do to get out there, stricter laws and harsher penalties, because these animals, they cannot fight for themselves. They cannot defend themselves. They can't call up this radio station. They can't, you know, call the police or make police reports. We just have to go by and hear these horrific stories that come in every day. And it just gets so, you know, you just get so, you think enough is enough. But what I want to do here is explain a couple things. The chat room is open on Blog Talk Radio. You can sign in from the right-hand column from Facebook or Twitter. Scroll down past the comments, and a chat room will appear. Later on, we'll be taking calls on the show. And this number, if you want to write it down, it's the same your number every week to listen to the show or by the internet. So I'll give you the number first to call in. Try to refrain from any noises in the background, TVs, radios, conversations, and you're more than welcome to come on board. But here's the number every week to listen to the show is area code 310-982-4270. Press 1 to speak. And that, no, like I said, that number, you can listen to the show or you can call in. You're more than welcome to, with any comments or questions for the guest. And the website to get to this show is www.blogtalkradio.com/voicescarryforanimals. And you can share on the left side of the screen to Facebook, Twitter, the crosses, all of them. You can email to your contacts. You can copy it. And, you know, the faster, you know, the change, as all of us come together, the faster changes get made. Can take credit for all these victories coming through, but I am, you know, a lot of them I am a part of. So I don't want to stop. And all of you, you know, out there are, you know, your voices do matter. Don't ever think that they don't. So hope you enjoy the show. I'm going to bring my guest. She's coming back. She's from the W Underdogs, and her name is Grace Hamlin, and she's the founder. And we did a great show. I believe it's Voices Carry for Animals, number 150. And she's back at it, and what the work they do, and her crew is just so heartfelt and heartwarming what they're doing out there, and they keep going. They don't give up, and that's one thing about it. You just can't give up, because once we give up, the animals automatically lose. But I want to bring her on board. Grace Hamlin, welcome back to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals with number 180. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, Debbie, thanks for having us.
No problem. It's always my pleasure. Welcome back. Yes. And go ahead and just refresh the audience on, you know, how you got started and, you know, how you got to this point and what your goals are. You can give the website out and the Facebook page and all that. But thank you for all you're doing, and a big shout out to your crew out there, what they're doing. Thank you so much, all you crew out there and working hard and helping the animals. Go right ahead.
Hey, Debbie. Okay, so we're the Wonder Dogs. We got started when I left the military in 2011. I moved to Atlanta from California and moved to a low-income area because I had too many dogs, so the only place I could get a rental property was in some really bad areas, and it didn't bother me. The animals kept me pretty safe. But after I got injured on the job and I was on unemployment, I started witnessing gang jumpings, and some parents were initiating kids into gangs at a really young age. We had six-year-olds being pinned at parks fighting, and I just didn't see it anymore because there was like no programs, no answers. So go introduce him, please, and tell Carl I'm on the radio. I forgot. So we had plenty of strays and plenty of kids that were, you know, doing nothing. And when I was injured, I had a broken arm, so I asked the kids to come in and help me care for the animals, and that's how the work started. We started realizing what these kids could do as far as helping walk the dogs, feeding, rotations, cleaning, caring for them, and then that started the rescue program.
That is awesome. And you know something, when you start them out young like that, with, you know, get them to, you know, show them dignity and respect for the animals, they most of them grow up the rest of their lives loving animals. They're so unconditional love. How could you ever, to anybody ever turn against them? Or, you know, it's something. It's magical how the bond between humans and animals are. You know, once you...
And I'll look it up when I... Is that okay with you? Because the kids wanted to jump in the place. I'm sorry, Dad.
Yeah.
I'm in like in the middle. Go ahead.
Go ahead. If they want to talk, they're more than welcome to come on, okay? Because I like
right
to get
to... We're in the middle of a... Yeah. I'm going to give you to James. Hold on.
Okay.
Hey, Ms. Debbie.
James, how are you? Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals. This is awesome. I wanted to, your whole crew, I want to say thank you for all you're doing for the animals and making a major impact in your community. You know, that's awesome. But you want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself, okay, and how you got started. Because, you know, the more, like I was telling Grace, when they start out younger, you know, showing dignity and respect for animals as children, they most likely will grow up loving animals, you know, their whole life. So you want to go ahead, and you're live and on the air. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved. Go right ahead. Thank you.
All right, I got involved by one day I got suspended at school, and I came over, and I was kind of scared of dogs, but I started playing with dogs and learning more about dogs and their emotions, and I just started, I kept through with it for a couple of years, and now I've been here for a couple of years, helping dogs.
Mm-hmm. And that's great. You're learning, and you got... You know, because the bond, you know, we're all on this earth temporarily, so we got to make the best of it, you know. So it's like, you know, when you, just like your pets at home, you want to show them, you know, TLC, you want to show them care and love and attention, because we can communicate with them. They just speak in another language. They have feelings just like we do, you know, so whatever we do for them. And what you guys are doing, I wish to hear more that, you know, throughout the United States and the world doing this, because this is just so inspiring what you guys are doing, and so heartfelt. I see a lot of pictures, and everybody, this show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette online. There is a big article you can share at the bottom of the article, and there's, you know, with the promo and everything. You want to subscribe. On the right-hand column under blog stats, you're more than welcome. Every time there's a new podcast coming up, it will be alert you in your primary email or on Blog Talk Radio. There's a reminder button to remind you of the show. So you can listen and share 24/7. It's all, you know, all shows are recorded live every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern. Listening worldwide. But what's going on? I see on the website. Please check out their website and Facebook page, www.w/underdogs.org. And then on their Facebook is Wonderdog or W-underdogs, right? This is awesome.
Right.
Yes. And I went through the photos and I see some very inspirational pictures in there with you guys with animals and stuff. That's so awesome. But what you want to keep it up. You know, don't give up.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, you know, James, once we give up, we automatically lose. And that's, you know, that's not right. We have to keep it up, and, you know, with your friends and, you know, throughout your neighborhoods and everything. I know you're out there spreading the word for them, you know, bringing a positive impact in this, in your community. You know, can you imagine if this happens all over the United States? I mean, how much of an impact this would be, and how much, you know, improvement for the animals. They're awesome, and they deserve it. Yes. And I appreciate you coming on this show tonight. This is, you know, I believe you came on the other one, number 150, right? Voices Care for Animals. I'm trying to get my memory back here, but yes?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, now everything's coming back. I remember talking to you because I'm, you know, I stand up for all the animals in need out there at different shows and amazing guests. And Grace has been great, and, you know, and you guys are always welcome back. You know, I know you're out there making a, with your friends and family and everything. I know you're out there making, you know, getting the word out there. Hey, we got to help these animals. Because you, when you, there are some that's also for adoption, right? Where they need TLC homes. And that's the main thing, getting into safety. You know, a big thing is, you know, prevention, safety. You know, their safety means a lot. And give them a good home, because they love to be cared for. So, you know, just like human beings, you know, we bring these pets come in, you know, our homes, and they just, they want to know that we love them. You know, we want to communicate with them and give them the best care possible. And what you're doing is, you know, amazing. You know, and it's, there's no other word. Incredible. So you guys are on a rescue right now? Or was?
Hey, Debbie. Yeah,
hey,
we returned the dog. We found the owner. So
good.
We're getting it back.
That is great news.
But it's always that whole education piece where, you know, these people let their dogs out to run the street, and we just don't like to see them dead on the side of the road. We see far too much of that.
No. Thank you. That is good news. You know, that's, and Jen, tell James that thank you too. Because I remember now talking to him from the last show, you know, and you guys, you hit a victory. You found the owner. That's awesome. And I know that the dog that you found is happy too to be back home. Homes, there's no place like home. Yeah.
I wish it was like that for everybody, Debbie. But sadly, the dogs that we deal with don't live in those conditions. And because the area is so poor, there's no veterinary services. So we're always fighting about, you know, it's not that people don't want to care for their animals, but one, there's no services in these neighborhoods for animals. And that's why our services are so important, is that we're providing, you know, spay and neuter. We're providing free dog food, dog houses, grooming to seniors especially who, you know, just can't care for their dogs. And we have to talk about it. The nails keep growing, the hair keeps growing, but there's nobody in the neighborhood that's trained to handle these things. Then the wonder dogs step in and the kids groom and cut nails, and we try to provide wraparound services for the family through the animals and making them a part of our community, which makes them more happier people in the community because of the services that we have, because, you know, they're just so grateful that we're caring for their animals. And, you know, there's just, sometimes there's just no hope, and when you sit around and you blame people and say, you know, they're cruel. It's not. It's the way the system is designed. It really is cruel.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to find low-cost vetting.
Yeah, and audience, I wanted to read this because of what they're involved in. If you, you know, I mean, it's amazing what they're doing in their neighborhoods. I just want to hear more and more going on, you know, with their program, their help to youth at risk for gang involvement in the People's Town, South Atlanta neighborhoods, gang leadership, responsibility, life skills, and compassion as they use teamwork to train and care for animals. They become empowered to make positive changes at school, home, and their community through advocacy and direct action. That is awesome. Because word travels.
Really exciting is the task force that we're working with, the city of Atlanta, who for the longest time has basically told us always with the animal issues that it's not their responsibility, because it's basically it's contracted out to the county for the animal services. But when the animal problems affect public safety, when you have too many strays, when you have so many chained and unsocialized animals that break loose and are biting children in the community, then you really have to ask, like, what is the city of Atlanta doing about the animal problem? And not till recently, when we finally made our case for the task force to tackle all the crime that we've seen related to the animal abuse and how these kids grow up desensitized because they're seeing so many dead dogs, dead animals on the street. They're witnessing people hurting animals, and then they grow up desensitized, making it much easier to be criminals and not care about the value of human life, you know, because nobody has ever shown them a different way, you know. And when something is so systematic as a cruelty, where every neighbor has a dog on a chain with no water, no food, no proper shelter, and the city just doesn't see it, like they don't, it doesn't register to them, you know. They literally say, no, it's not our problem. And that just wasn't acceptable enough for us, because what we're seeing is these kids are growing up thinking that this is normal. And then you you know, when you start now doing the education and you're getting law enforcement, you're getting code enforcement involved in the solution, now you're seeing how you can actually resolve more problems, catch bad people, and not criminalize anybody, but really put away some really bad people. We're talking about child abusers. We're talking about drug dealers, traffickers, you know, of guns and people. They're all connected to animal violence. And thanks with Officer Amy's help, we're able to get those stories now to the you know, the officials, the city officials, to show, you know, how effective it is that by helping animals, it can change a community and actually bring, you know, safer community, because you're bringing compassion to the community and you're bringing compassion to the problem. So we have now, the Atlanta Humane Society is now taking cruelty on. They're starting a task force. They've recruited a cruelty investigator. And now Georgia, that's the conversation. And I'd like to say that we had a little bit to do with that, you know, because we are just making too many connections between the animal violence that we're seeing in the community and how these kids are growing up. Because, Debbie, the things that I hear every time, and Officer Amy will agree with me, every time she goes into a school and talks about animals, we all who work with animal education know that you ask the kids what's going on in their neighborhoods, and they will tell you who's hurting the animals and what animals are being not cared for. And now it's empowering them to be the solution. So we've been putting away some, like I said, really bad people just by helping address the animal problems.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, there's problems in every community. You know, that's what we need, more unity in the community. You know, human chain reaction to do their part and make sure these animals, you know, are at safety and they get the homes that they so well deserve. You know, I always tell them, I said, you know, see, this is the power of social media. There is so much changes. You know, it takes teamwork to see any victory. You know, and kindness rocks out there. You know, when you do something for, whether it's an animal or a human, you're bringing positivity into their lives. You know, not negativity. And so when push that share button, you know, and that gives us more justice. You know, more justice for the animals and the humans. Because that teamwork is, I always say that, and it takes teamwork everywhere, whether it's through, you know, through with animals or, you know, getting laws changed or any of these organizations. They have to communicate with their legislators. They just can't go in and change anything. You know, we have to get with them, and it's best to be polite and professional. And, you know, tell your family members, your, you know, spouses, boyfriend, girlfriends, daughters, sons, you know, if they're even in high school, a junior high. Because once you tell them, and even children, they, you know, they look up to us and they say, hey, you know, what can I do to help out? Maybe there is something. you know, working to volunteer and at a, you know, a rescue, a shelter,
exactly.
You know, showing photos of them, you know, throughout. So I see a lot going through. Some of them, you know, get adopted or rescued, or, and then you see the ones that, you know, been put to sleep, killed, and you think, oh no, they didn't give enough time for the animal to get out there in the social media, you know?
Exactly.
So,
yeah. I'm sorry, Debbie. We literally got slammed, and I'm a little bit half out of it, but
that's
you tell
all right.
Me.
Yeah.
People have got to believe everything they do makes a difference. You know, even the smallest thing, supporting the organization, $5, fostering, volunteering, transport. There's so many ways to get involved, even by using your voice, you know, in social media. I know we're the animals, the world, we're all suffering, and seems like there's less protection for them. But I believe that in order for the world to move forward, we really have to take care of our animals. It's heartbreaking to see all the trash in the ocean and how animals live in our communities. And, you know, that's not important, but it's really kind of like defining us, you know, the people we are. Our humanity is defined by how we are caring for the, you know, the animals, the seniors, the kids. And I just don't see enough of that. But I know that people are, you know, getting more and more involved and they believe more and more of what we're saying. You know, just a little bit of a hand up, you know, not hand up, but, a, you know, a hand up to somebody can make, you know, can change their whole life. And you never know how you impact somebody by, you know, the kindness that you do or the smallest things that you do for them.
Yeah, and make their life, you know, the especially the animals, they especially thank us. It, you know, especially when their lives change for the better, you know, improvement, better futures. You know, they can't tell us, but we know that what we're doing, whether it's, you know, we step up to the plate and say, hey, I need to do something. I just can't sit there and keep watching this horrific stuff keep happening to animals. You know, I just,
right.
I can't deal with it. So it's the laws need to be updated, you know, and stricter laws and harsher penalties on, you know, neglect, abuse. There's no excuse for animal abuse or child abuse or elderly abuse. They can't speak out for themselves. You know, they can't fight back. So if we don't fight back for them.
We're leaving in 2 minutes. Exactly.
You know, they don't have a fighting chance. So everyone, you know, get a hold of your legislators. They're the big dogs, and they need
exactly.
to, you know.
It starts in your community. It starts with you attending
right.
these meetings, getting involved at the local level. It's crazy. I mean, I never thought that I'd have the opportunity to make the impact I'm having if it wasn't for me recognizing the problem and then asking where the solutions are. And then you realize there are no solutions. You will have to be the solution if you want things to change. And that's what people have to understand. It's like it takes just 1 foot forward, and you get a little closer to the problem. And once you define it, then you can start looking and getting people involved because people care. They just sadly aren't people looking at the problem. They think that, you know, it's being worked on, but it's not. Really, if you're having local problems, you have to be the one that changes it. And local problems turn into city, and then before you know it, you're making an impact for not only your community but the whole state, and that's where Wonder Dogs is at. We really feel like we're having an impact and inspiring so many people in the state to get involved and make changes. We, you know, we are – Georgia is not a non-tethering state, so many of the counties that we work in, the dogs are chained, and it's legal. And it's really sad when you're explaining to the kids that we have to now go into that city and help them change their laws because it's not there. And I don't know if people are scared – that they're not smart enough, but it's not a matter of smart. You can mirror what another county or another city is doing. You know, you can look at what other cities are doing and how well it's working and get your commissioners to pass these laws that you want to see. Because nothing is going to change if the law doesn't change. And that's what's been really hard for me to understand is that I didn't understand how people can do this to these animals, but it's legal, you know. It's not right. But as long as the law there allows it, then it will be even worse of a problem because you're giving them permission to do it.
Right. And it's got, you know, it's got us. I know we're never get to where it totally disappears, but it can massively decrease. you know, instead of staying the same or increasing, because a lot of these problems are coming back from the 20th century. We're in the 21st century, 2018, heading to 2019 is coming up the sidelines. You know, so something's got to give.
Yeah, I'll go get him.
You know,
yep,
so you know, whatever we can all do better, you know, recruit more people to come in because, you know, millions of people out there. And we can make improvements. We just can't sit there and let it keep happening, you know, like a revolving door without any kind of, you know, positive actions here. Because these animals, you know, we suffer, you know, with humans, we can have a headache, you know, I need an aspirin, okay? A lot of these animals are suffering, and they don't can't get no help, okay? So can you imagine what they're going through? And each and every day.
Well, it's really heartbreaking because even though we feel like we're helpless in these situations, it's the animals that are the ones that are helpless because we have all the tools we need to make the change, and we're just not stepping up. You know, there's just not enough of us, you know, getting involved. But I think that if people believe that they can be the change that needs to happen, I think it can exist. You know, you just have to believe that you can make it happen. And that's the only person that's going to change anything. It has to start with you. You believe that you can change it.
That's right. It starts with you and I. You know, stand up for what you believe in, even if it's standing alone. Because sooner or later, you're going to get more people coming in, you know, wanting to help out and say, hey, you're right. We need to do something. Enough is enough. You know, this keeps happening. And these animals don't stand a chance. I mean, I've had so many shows, Grace, you know, a lot of stuff I'm not aware of, you know, that's happening and learning a lot. And we're trying to bring awareness out there, education, and try to get prevention out there. And like, if you see animal cruelty going on, please report it, everyone. You know, step in that animal's paws or feet and just say, hey, this is not right. You know, and you can go anonymous. You know, do what you can. You see, I know during these hurricanes last year, there was people out there that was tying dogs to trees during a hurricane warning. You know, you don't do that. Or leaving them in, you know, I've had several shows, leaving them in hot cars and children while they go in there and shopping and do their thing. And then it is so hot here in Florida that it's, you know, it's high temperatures, extreme hot temperatures. Okay, so if you see a child or a dog in a car, please, someone, do something about it. You know, get them help, bust the window. I know in Florida we can go ahead and bust, you know, we have to call the police or whatever, but save their life or lives. You know, it's happening. And some people think, well, you know, I might get in trouble or they might retaliate or this and that. Hey, you could go anonymous, okay? So whatever it takes to step in and help this animal out, you know, it's going to be better for them because now they're, you know, like Grace was saying earlier, they see dead dogs on the side of the road, you know, and, you know, these loose stray animals. And Grace, my three pets are all been abandoned, okay? And so I'm looking at them, I'm like, what kind of world do we live in? You know, they don't have to worry about being abandoned again, okay? And to the other owners that had them, I can't understand why they would just leave an animal without food, water, just let them out and go somewhere. They're all happy now, okay? And so I'm looking at it, I'm like, you know, there's nothing for, you know, they don't have to worry about nothing again. But before that, you don't know how they was treated, if they was beaten or, you know, starved. It is a crazy world out there. I mean, it's unbelievable. And there are victories coming through. And sometimes we don't think, you know, fast enough. But we can't give up. And I have my animal warrior sister. We talked about that so many times, Deb Palavano. You know, how we see these horrific stories coming through the news feed of Facebook and other social media sites. And the new, you know, come together, AM, FM, radio, you know, TV, newspapers, you know, let's all come together as one, help these animals, spay, neuter your pets.
Sure, no problem. Going in.
Yeah, so.
Sorry, Debbie.
No, no problem. You know, you guys are in the middle.
So,
you
did you get a chance to talk to Sydney?
Hey, who? Which one?
Sydney.
I talked
the young lady on the program.
I talked to James.
Right, right. So Sydney.
Is there somebody else?
Yeah, we got Gary, who's been with me for now 6 years, and Sydney.
Wow.
Who's been with us now 3 years. Thomas is autistic, graduated from high school. Now he's working at the local zoo. So the success of the program is showing itself, and we're really, really excited.
Okay, I'll talk with him. Bring him on. Which one do you want to bring on? You want to bring Sydney on first, and then Gary?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Let me bring
Sydney
over. Thank you.
That's awesome.
Ask away. Really smart. She's been doing this for a long time. She's actually become one of our best assessors.
Yeah, good. That's great. Okay, Sydney. Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio. Voices Carry for Animals, number 180. How are you doing this evening?
Good.
All right. And first of all, I thank James, and I want to thank you too, Sydney, for what you're doing.
You're welcome.
This is great, and you get close to the animals, and you know you're being a positive impact out there. It's so heartwarming what you're doing. You know, helping them find homes and everything, and you're out the front lines with them. You know.
Yeah.
And I wanted to tell you this: all these shows are recorded live and archived on Blog Talk Radio, so you can go back and listen to them anytime, okay?
Okay.
And it's www.blogtalkradio.com/voicescarryforanimals. And on the left side of the screen, you'll notice where you can share the show to, you know, Facebook, Twitter, copy it, and everything, and also on the PPJ Gazette online. And that's www.ppjg.me. Hey, and thank you so much. And your whole crew out there. I've seen some pictures, you know, on your Facebook page and checking out the website again. And you guys are wonderful. You guys got big hearts. You know that?
Yes,
and
thank you.
Oh, my. Being a great influence for each other, you know, and other in the community, and you got dog houses that are made from recycled material that kids find in the neighborhood, and then you guys are always looking for partners to help us to help you with materials, waterproofing, hinges, screws, glue, and sealants, and you're always collecting dog houses for your outreach program. This, you know, you always like to hear positive news. We get tired of hearing all the negative all the time. But when this positive comes in, you know, got to give it recognition, right?
Yeah.
So you keep up what you're doing because you're wonderful. You got that big heart. And you know something else? The animals love you guys, too, you know, for what you're doing. You're helping them out. You're helping the voiceless. That's incredible. Amazing. But thank you, okay?
Yes, you're welcome.
And you know what? If you have something to say to the audience out there, what would it be for the animals? What could you say? Go ahead.
I want to thank the audience for listening to us and
support.
Be quiet. I want to thank the audience for listening to us and supporting us in the future to help animals and be advocates for more animals.
Oh, awesome. That's a powerful message. You know that? And audience, I'm going to go ahead and we got 20 minutes here. I'm going to bring Gary on next, okay? and sit still. But thank you so much for coming on air, okay? And I'm going to have you guys back on again, okay? So just, you know, in the future. And, you know, keep up the great job you're doing because it's so meaningful.
Okay, thank you for supporting.
Yeah. You're so very welcome. And listen, you can listen to the show, you know, before the show, probably like a half hour after it. And just go to that website I gave you or the promo I gave you and just press that arrow, okay? And you can listen to it. You could listen and you could share the show too. You know, the more people out there and the children out there, the teenagers, all ages. This show is for all ages. Okay? So the more we can communicate with each other, unite all you animal lovers out there and advocates. You know, advocates, you're wonderful. What would the animals do without all of us? I mean, this is not the only thing I do is the radio, but, you know, whatever I can help out with. But go ahead, and I'm going to bring Gary on, okay? Thank you. Big shout-out, and all to you, the W Underdogs, a big hug, and thank you so much for what you're doing. It's so meaningful. Okay, go ahead and bring Gary on, okay?
Okay, I'm on here.
Hi, Gary. Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals, number 180. How are you doing this evening?
Good.
All right. And I want to give a big shout-out to you also for what you're doing for the animals. You know, you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, and if you have any messages to the audience out there, what would you say to them about the animals? You know, about the care and the love and the trust and the faith. Go right ahead.
I would say thank you very much. This is to our program and see what we do. And hope for you someday you will be in the same program as us.
Yes. And I know you tell all your friends and your family and everything, your school, your community. You're a great voice out there. You know that? All of you, the whole staff, even Grace. And Grace has a big heart. She knows that, you know, you guys are interested. She wants to see, you know, victories come through, better lives for the animals, and get them to safety. You know, so... You're making a big positive impact in this world, you know, so keep it up.
Hey, Daddy. So Gary was one of the first kids to join the program. He's been in the program the longest. He's one of the original Wonder Dogs.
Wow.
Which originally started Underdogs. And then with all the wonderful work they're doing, you know, it really turned them into some community heroes. So they became the Wonder Dogs, and that's how you pronounce it. But Gary, he could tell you from his point of view what it was like before Wonder Dogs was formed, what the quality of life it was for the kids on the street, what it was like to basically have to survive the daily fights and the jump-ins and the violence. But, you know, we're talking about human violence and animal violence. And to me, that's what taught me through this program was we have to look at the animals because these kids need help. But, it took an animal advocate like myself, all the ones connect the dots as far as, wait a second, you know, if I want to save these dogs, I'm going to have to save these kids because if these kids don't grow up seeing the problem or, you know, recognizing that what is going on is wrong, then it will continue. And no matter how many dogs we save, you know, we cannot rescue our way out of here. You're going to have to do better. You're going to have to teach the next generation compassion and kindness. The only way we're going to save the animals is to really care about kids and providing that education at a really young age. And with this program, it's really exciting because literally the kids are learning the responsibility, and most of them, you know, they don't want kids, let alone, you know, they understand that a dog is having a seven-year-old. You know, you need to be home. You need to walk them, feed them. You're completely responsible for them. And if they learn anything, they learn that.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm very excited, but here, Gary's going to talk about what it was like when he first joined. He was 9 years old. He's 15 last month.
Wow. Yeah.
So, and how many animals we've rescued along the way. I mean, we have over 400 animals off the city of Atlanta street. You know, it's really sad, you know, how bad. The problem is that children are the ones that have to rescue and get them off the street so they're not hurt. So here's Gary.
Right. Hey, Gary. Go ahead.
Hey.
Since 9 years old. Oh, my goodness. Still doing it. This is outstanding. Thank you. And everybody else, the animals, thank you. You know, this is incredible. Go ahead and tell us about, though. You got started at 9 years old. Go right in.
I had moved into the neighborhood, and I had found a friend for school. And I worked to a store with him, and I seen the Grace, her dog got loose. And I had one to help her, and she let her dog got loose probably 2 months. And so I had one to help her, and we did a lot of saving dogs off the street.
And now with the
doghouse. And after that, we started building doghouses and stuff, cat stuff too.
Mm-hmm. You know what? And you started out young too. That's when children should learn about, you know, the dignity and respect for animals, that they don't bother the human and animal, the bond between them. If you know, everybody would just open their heart. It's magical, you know, to communicate with them, to care for them. They love attention, and you know, they don't need to, they shouldn't, there's no excuse for animal abuse, period. You know, or child abuse, or elder abuse. And when they're out there, and they're, you know, they don't have a home, the strays, and you find them, you know, your first instinct is, hey, I got to find this, you know, dog or cat right to safety. Because they could get hit by a car, you know, they could starved to death. All these issues could happen with them because they rely on us for a lot of things, and it's not that difficult, you know, to feed them and let them out to the restroom, spend time with them, you know, get them to veterinary when they're sick. But, you know, you started at 9 and you're now 15, and you just keep spreading the word out there to every, you know, everyone you know. Continue to, because that's how, you know, people spread the word. It goes viral, you know, helping these animals find homes. And I noticed on the even on the Facebook page, everybody, please check it out. If you haven't already, press like, you know, search the Wonder Dogs on Facebook, because they're awesome. And you check out their photos. There's some heartwarming photos, Gary. You know, with all you guys in them. And I don't know if you, any of you, have checked out the PPJ Gazette. I got a big article on there with some pictures. And please check it out when you can, okay? And you can share it to your family or your friends or schoolmates or whatever. And that's another good, you know, thing to do, just getting the word out. Say, hey, check this out. I was on the radio. You know, and I was in a news article, because that's how things get, you know, go down to a human chain reaction. But Grace will give you, she can give you that website to go and check it out, okay? And share with the whole staff. That's
great.
Well,
we're really excited. We're having a conversation with the commissioners about leasing a space for expansion of the program, and the program we'll get a, you know, a facility where now we can serve more like 50 to 100 kids who will grow up with education and advocacy. And, you know, these kids, they're not just learning to fight for animals. They're learning to fight for themselves. They're learning to fight for themselves. They know what right and wrong is. You know, it's sad, but these kids, some of them don't have that opportunity to learn that at home. And the schools, they're tasked with so much responsibility that they can't be everything to these kids, so many of us have to step up and recognize that we all have, you know, an opportunity to inspire and promote these kids. And everything that we do, these kids are watching. Anybody that knows kids knows that, you know, everything that we do, right or wrong, they see it. And it is so much better for kids to see other kids in their community helping animals. So even though, you know, most of the rescue is usually white women that we work with, these are young black men who
believe and care about animals just as much as, you know, white people, but they've never had the opportunity to be a part of that conversation, you know? And now they're 15 and they can pick up dog houses and 55 pounds of dog food, and now they're helping the ladies deliver food in these communities, and now you're creating a workforce for, you know, for rescue. And we got to think about who's coming up behind us, because most rescue has been, you know, encouraged by our passion and our heartbreak. But what if we could create the next generation of advocates and leaders in the community, because this is all they know, you know, is helping and doing the right thing around animal issues. But the animal issues, it really has an impact on the human issues. And the more we talk about animals, the more we see our connections to them and how we actually are learning much more from animals than we are from what we're doing, you know. Everything inspired in the world, when we look at it, came from an animal. You know, flight was inspired by animals. And that's the lessons that I like the kids to remember and learn.
Yeah, that's right. And Grace, we have a caller calling in. Do you want to take any calls for any comments or questions?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, we got a caller calling in from area code 315. Go ahead, you're live and on the air on Animal. Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals, number 180. How you doing, Deb Padovano?
Good, how are you?
Good. Thanks for calling in. I hope you're feeling better.
Yeah, a little bit. I just want to give these kids and Grace a lot of props. It's not easy getting out of a life of violence and having violence around you. And these kids and Grace both all deserve a lot of props.
Yes, they do.
Thank you so much. It really takes, like, a special person to see. You know, that's what's upsetting, that, you know, when we've been rescuing dogs, we kind of neglected the kids a little bit. But the kids are actually the ones that kind of help us, not only help the animals and have a better future for them, but really recognize that in these neighborhoods, the animal violence that is happening is reflective of the violence that these kids are growing up with. And we're just giving them a different way of looking at the problem. You know, we can help animals by helping communities and these kids. And what really hurts is that it's unbelievable how much. So one of the things we were talking about, Debbie, is we've lost, we know of 100 dead dogs in one neighborhood on our street. One street, 100 animals dead from backyard breeders, overpopulation, strays hit by cars, you know, ferals, cat colonies all over the place. We have so many homeless animals all over Atlanta in these high-risk neighborhoods. But the fact that these kids not only have hundreds, you know, they witness dead animals all the time in their life. We're talking about young teens dying in these neighborhoods. So I think this summer we know of 5 teenagers that have been killed, you know, and that's a lot. Like, I don't remember growing up and talking about how many kids I lost in my life, you know, or how many animals I lost in my life. I didn't have that kind of violence in my life. But these kids grow up with it. They grow up with gang violence and humans, you know, killing humans, and animal cruelty. So it's really hard to have compassion or empathy for anything else when all you are growing up with is violence.
Yeah.
It's sad, isn't it? I mean, it's just, it's overwhelming, you know. You're giving these children and teenagers everything a chance, you know, get out there and prove themselves and show the animals that we really do care for each other.
And to break the cycle.
Exactly.
Right.
Yep. Well,
good
thank
for
you,
them.
Caller. That was a really nice compliment.
You're welcome.
Lucky to have, you know, the opportunity to have found my place in the world. I've been rescuing for a long time, and I always felt so hopeless. You know, no matter how many I save, you know, you would think I would feel good, but it's never good enough because it's not changing anything. You know, but this program really has an opportunity to not only save our communities, animals, but literally these kids are now become the heroes. They are now going to be our next generations of, you know, lobbyists, lawyers, cops. You know, every kid wants to be a veterinarian and a cop, and that's all we work with is, you know, the veterinarian people and officers. You know, how many of these kids are going to live out that life? You know, they actually may follow their dreams.
The African-American
community
doesn't
have many vet techs or not too many veterinarians. So I would be really proud to see a couple of veterinarians come out of this program. You know, if we can build it right, we can nourish these kids and support their education while still helping the animals. And that's what I'm excited about. Is that
it's very exciting.
It's a change that is possible through these kids.
Yeah, it's a very heartwarming story.
Yes, it is.
Very hopeful for the future. It's nice to hear some hope.
I know. Doesn't it, Deb? How many times have we talked about that?
Yeah.
It's good to hear these victories come in. And, you know, whether you're part of them or not, it's just so good to hear great news, positive news. Because kindness rocks. And, you know, meanness out there, you know, meanness sucks. So, you know, let's get rid of the mean. We need more love and passion and, you know, caring in this world. And
I don't even know these kids, and I'm very proud of them.
I am, too. I'm telling you what. They rock. You guys rock.
They do.
Totally. You're rocking the animals' world.
You should be proud of yourselves, too.
Yep.
They are.
Be very proud of yourselves.
What's been so amazing is, as proud as I am of them, they're proud of themselves. You know, they really
should be.
Yeah.
They really should be.
I know that if anything happens to me, this program will continue on because these kids, you know, we grew with it. It grew around the challenges we see, and they're proud to do what they do, and that's the difference, you know.
Yeah.
It's impactful, and they see it. They see it, and it makes them feel good.
Yeah, makes me want to cry.
isn't it heartwarming? I mean, it is. You know, happy tears. It's just when you hear this, it's like wow. You know, it brings chills to you. It brings the happy tears and. And think,
it does.
The animals so well deserve it. They do.
And the kids do, too. And the kids
do,
too.
Hugs to all of you. I mean, every one of you. Because, you know, this is so heartfelt, what you're doing. And don't give up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I grew up with a lot of violence, so.
He's been really supportive.
I grew up with a lot of violence, so I know.
You've experienced it.
So I'm just so proud of them.
Yeah. And they're telling the stories, and they're getting out there. They're not scared. They know what they're talking about, you know. They look forward to the questions. So if anybody has any questions, please call in, because we are not shy.
God bless them.
I know. God bless all of you out there. What you're doing. Oh, my goodness.
Thanks.
And we're down to 2 minutes, Deb and Grace. And I wanted to thank you, Deb, for calling in.
And thank you, Grace. And thank you, all you kids.
Yes. And a big hug to all of you. Yes. And I'm looking forward to having you back on. Keep in touch with me about the commissioners, okay? And what's going on. And hugs and kisses to all you, all the whole crew out there, even you, Grace. Thank you for what you're doing because it means so much. You know, keep up the great job, and I'll be in contact with you to bring you back on, okay? Thanks, James, for talking. Thank you. It was a Sydney that came on, James and Sydney, and there was James, Sydney, and Gary. Thank you, and the rest of your crew. And everybody, Animal Advocates Radio is on every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. The call-in number is area code 310-982-4270 or www.blogtalkradio.com/voicescaredforanimals. Thanks to you, everyone, for tuning in tonight. Hope you come back next week. We got Regina Quinn coming in. I want to welcome her aboard. And everybody have a nice and peaceful evening. And keep up fighting for the animals because they need us each and every day. Whatever you can do, multitask. You know, every effort counts out there, so never think it does. Paw in hand, united we stand against all animal neglect and cruelty across the land. Good night, everyone. Good night, Grace. Thank you so much. Thank you, Deb. And thank
good night.
You.
Good night, Grace. Here. Good night, kids.
Thank you so much.
Good night.
Thank you. Thank you again.